Even during this wave of executions, Hitler and the Nazi high command felt that this was not efficient enough. Soldiers and bullets were wasted in these civilian killings when they should be used to fight the enemy. The Nazi view was that these victims were not even worthy of a bullet per person. So a more, quote-unquote, industrialized way that could dispose of millions of people was concocted. This was the final stage of the Holocaust. Capital T-H-E space capital H-O-L-O-C-A-U-S-T. The final stage of the Holocaust was an assembly line of death. Jews and other undesirables were shipped to concentration camps, where they were either gassed immediately upon arrival or worked/starved to death. The inmates were sometimes used for sadistic scientific studies. Towards the end, the Nazis experimented in making products out of human bodies, soap from human fat or lampshades from treated human skin. The bodies of most of the victims were not buried, as burial was too inefficient and would spread disease. Instead, the bodies were set on fire in massive ovens called crematoria. The most efficient and largest camp, Auschwitz, killed and cremated 10,000 people per day at the height of the Holocaust. This was the quote-unquote final solution to the Jewish question, conducted with the rationality and neutrality of a science experiment. This was not murder from the Nazi perspective. It was doing the dirty work and killing the quote-unquote pests of human society. This is what makes the Holocaust a genocide unlike any other. Genocide. G-E-N-O-C-I-D-E. The Holocaust was not irrational, but very systematic. Every inmate was recorded by tattooed number, as the Nazis wanted to be sure that they had rounded up every single undesirable in their territories. What is most horrifying is that the experiment was not conducted by monsters, but by human beings, people who fully embraced an advanced Western culture that was known for the best science, the best music, the best literature, the best industrialized economy on the continent.